T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
True Confessions.
True Confessions.
Team PXY with your deepest secrets revealed.
Without the messy consequences.
This is Team PXY's True Confessions.
Confessions. This is certainly one of the dirtier Team PXY True Confessions we've ever done.
Literally.
Yeah, so the woman we're talking to today is on the line. The voice changer's all fired up. So heads up, you're probably going to sound like a cartoon chipmunk or something.
No problem.
All right, let's hear it. Spill that confession.
So I'm seriously considering selling my dirty underwear online.
Told you. It was definitely going to be a dirty one today.
So I'm not really sure like where to begin here, but I guess the best place is, how did we even get this idea in our heads?
Yeah.
Well, oddly enough, my boyfriend is the one who suggested it.
Okay. I find this really interesting because I think there's a lot of guys out there who would be pretty uncomfortable with the idea of their girlfriend doing this and selling their underwear online to some random online weirdo.
Apparently, some girl he knew in college did it, and he said she made pretty good money from it, and to be honest, we could use it.
Look, I get the whole being broke thing kind of sucks, but like, how do you feel about it?
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm still not sure. Like, the money would be great. We both got a ton of student debt, so we could put the money towards it, kind of like digging ourselves out. But it's a weird thought that someone would actually want to buy my underwear.
Yeah, and you know, like, what would they be doing with it exactly?
Yeah, I'm not trying to think about that part.
Yeah, I'm truly fascinated by this. The fact that there's people out there that are willing to pay for something like this kind of rattles me, Corey.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little disturbing, but also it's basically like free money. It's not like I have to do much for it. I mean, I'm going to wear underwear every day anyway.
You know, I might be reading into this a little bit, but would you say that your boyfriend is maybe a little more about this than you are? Like, you seem like you're kind of okay with it, but like there's a little hesitancy here. I mean, he suggested it. He's the one who knows someone who did it. And you're going to share the money with him.
Corey, what are you saying here? He's kind of like her underwear pimp.
I mean, like, kind of.
When you put it like that, I mean, I guess.
I mean, look, no judgment. If I wore underwear, this would probably be something I'd consider doing as
okay.
well.
That's TMI. Okay. It's very TMI.
I guess I'm torn in.
You know, I don't know. We always say this, and it's mostly true. Maybe there's someone out there who has done something similar.
You know how the Team PXY motto goes, you're never alone.
Right? Okay, so maybe it's not, you know, your underwear, but if there's anyone listening who was selling something that might have been like maybe a little sketchy online, give us a call, 222-9800. You can reach out on the Club PXY Safe text line at 69822. What was your experience like? Would you suggest it for today's caller?
This is definitely the weirdest solicit we've actually ever put out there. But yeah. Hey, if you've ever sold your underwear online to random creeps, we want to hear from you.
Perfect.
Well, I would really love to hear what someone has to say.
All right. Well, we'll certainly do our best. Thank you for sharing your confession with us this morning.
No problem.
Put a poll up on our Facebook page of if you were in her position, if your boyfriend was encouraging you to sell your dirty underwear online.
So weird.
75% of the people saying, no thanks, that's gross. Rachel commenting as well, saying, I'd rather get rid of the boyfriend than the underwear. Dude is a creep.
Oh, Rachel, calm down. He's just trying to make some coin.
But 25% of the people said that they would do it. And we're kind of having our eyes opened up a little bit here this morning when it comes to this sort of thing.
Sure have.
A lot of people are texting into the show on the Club PXY Safe text line at 69822. This texter, sign me up. I'm sick of struggling. I mean, look. If you can make money doing it and you're in a bad spot and can help you out, I can certainly see the allure. Also, I'm shocked that there was a dude says yeah. he was selling his boxer briefs.
Yeah. I mean, why not? the grind never stops. As I always say, the hustle's real. Just keep it pushing. If you need the money, do it. I mean, you're not hurting anyone. Nothing's illegal here.
So a lot of people say they've considered this, but we've got some people on hold that have done similar things. Again, we always throw it out there, right? We always say, with Team PXY, no one's alone.
Never.
No matter what it is that your experience is, no matter what your opinion is, there is someone out there who has either done something similar or shares a similar opinion to yours.
Yep.
We prove it pretty much every day on the show. Once again, here, 222-9800. Nina from Greece checking in. Do you have thoughts about today's Team PXY True Confessions?
Okay, well, this is my roommate from college, but she used to send foot pics people on Instagram.
She did.
Really?
Okay. See, I was saying that, Nina. I would do that for sure. I don't care.
She had to take videos, and it was like $50 for a 30-second video, and she would have to flex her feet and say what she would rate her feet on. Based on a scale from 1 to 10, so what her favorite toe is.
How does she find these people that are willing to pay $50 for a 30-second video? It blows my mind, given the abundance of free things on the internet, that if you're into certain things, you should be able to find quite easily.
Well, they actually found her. She was messaged and said, I don't know, the guy was like, hey, this sounds weird, but would you be interested in selling pictures of your feet?
Okay, oh so God. Like on one of her social medias, like they just saw her pictures and thought, oh, she's got cute feet.
Yep.
I would die if someone did that to me. I would already have sent them like the pictures.
Breezy, is this your way to solicit for people to ask you to send foot pics?
Hey, but Corey, I'm moving out soon. I'm going to be on a whole nother struggle bus than I already am. So.
So did your roommate, did she have any kind of reservations about it of like what these pictures are going to be used for? Did that like freak her out at all, or was it just like,
I mean, her face was never in them, and she used like, she made sure that her account was private still, which is like, or I don't know how she did it to make sure that her identity was semi kept a secret, but
I mean, it's less about like thinking they're going to find you and do something terrible, and more so just again the thought of, isn't it kind of like a violation of privacy?
But like, here's the thing, though. I don't know. If someone were to like, if this were to like get out and someone would be like, oh, I see pictures of Breezy's feet. It's not like they're nudes. It's like, you could see my feet right now in person if you wanted to. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's not like it's a nude or like a kinky video or anything like that.
Yeah. Again, I think it's more for me, it's the idea of what the intent is for it, right? Like, I don't know.
You just send it into the air and just never think about it again. I mean, that's what I would do.
Well, like, I mean, I guess. Okay.
But again, then people text me all the time and tell me I need to get my priorities straight. So who knows?
Really? All right. Well, this is certainly more common than we might have thought. Thanks for calling in this morning.
Yeah, no problem.
Have a great one. Haley from Rochester, do you want to jump in on today's Team PXY True Confessions? Again, this woman reached out to us as her boyfriend's strongly encouraging her to sell her dirty underwear online.
Yeah, sure.
Can you relate to this in any sort of way?
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh. What did you sell?
My nudes.
Whoa!
See, okay.
You went full on. Okay. Now, how does this happen, I guess? We just, the last caller said her roommate used to sell pictures of her feet and that someone found her online.
I started doing it because someone I knew got me into the business and I was crunched on money to get an apartment.
Hmm. Wow. Now, so we're like full on here.
But like your face wasn't in it, right, Haley?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think you're an entrepreneur, truly.
Now, can you enlighten us as to how much profit can be made here exactly?
My wheels are turning.
You definitely can't underestimate yourself in a business like that because people will pay almost anything. Like, I used to make $300 off a night off one person.
Wow.
And you're not even doing anything.
No. And half the time, I still had, like, a bra and panties on.
Now, was there any part of you that was like, "Yeah, this is kind of gross," or was it just, "Hey, I mean, it's good money, like, and you know, no one's getting hurt, and no one knows my identity."
Yeah, at the same time, I didn't care, but I had to know the person's name because if they're going to go around showing my nudes, I'm going to exploit them for being like, hey, you have to actually pay for this. Like, it's bad.
Right, there's a sharing fee. That's going to be an extra $300.
Wow, what a true businesswoman, Haley. Wow, so do you still do it now or no?
No.
No, what made you stop? Because, again, you know, on the surface here, it's kind of like, well, it's essentially free money.
I did it in between jobs, so I got a job, and I just didn't have time for it. I didn't really care anymore.
Got it. Okay. Mm. All right. Interesting. Well, okay. Again, our eyes are being open this morning, for sure.
Wide open.
Yeah, Haley, thanks for calling in. Have a great morning.
Thanks.
Bye.
And there it is.
Yeah, I don't even know what to think at this point.
I have nothing. I'm happy for it, though.
Except the new idea for a side hustle.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.